The director of Yambio State Hospital, Dr. Kinawo Richard, wants the State Ministry of Health as well as other partners to join hands in equipping health center in Yambio. He says the most important thing is the need to establish a blood bank at the many hospital in the state. He says they cannot bear seeing mothers and children continue to die due to the avoidable condition.
When the mother died while she's giving birth, really, it's something disappointing for us. So that's why I'm bringing this issue in front of your table, and again in front of the table of the implementing partners. Let's do something about it, really. Let's do something. It's not only about the mothers, also about the children. We used to lose, even within this month alone, the month of May, we lost about 3 children because they were anemic. There was no way to get blood for them immediately. So this issue also really irritating us so much.
The state of Yambio has 83 health facilities, but almost all of them are poorly equipped. Yambio State Hospital is the biggest of all. It receives around 160,000 patients every year. But with the outbreak of deadly classes in South Sudan, the security worsened. Thousands of people ran to Yambio to seek shelter. This increased the population in the state quickly, putting a burden on existing facility. Health facility, for example, cannot cope with the huge number of people. The State Minister of Health and Environment, Hassan Inoka, is concerned too. However, he says something is in the pipeline. His ministry, together with a developmental partners in the state, will soon start to equip health centers, especially the many ones like Yambio State Civil Hospital.
We have sat down and there is already a process. We are working on it. Inshallah, within some 2 days to come, or next, or at the end of this month, you are going to see to it that there is a blood bank center somewhere being provided by the State Minister of Health and its partners. We are working on it.
The hospital carry out over 500 major operations, with some of them needing blood transfusion. The blood is normally not available. The hospital is understaffed also. For example, there is 32 nurses only. But with the establishment of the blood bank, which is expected to happen in the near future, the risk of the death of citizens would be reduced, Ibrahim believes. He wishes to make one announcement.
I do ask you, upon all the community in Gudwe State, community of Gudwe State, Suwakana Hospital Yambio, Suwakana Hospital Nzara, Wala Muzola Algia, living, residing in Yambio and Nzara, please, as we are going to announce that the blood bank center already being established, we need blood. Please, let you come voluntarily and give your blood so that this blood can be kept in the center which is going to be established in order to save the life of the people of Gudwe State.
This state hospital was established in 1978. It is one of the oldest hospitals in the country. But due to the South Sudan ongoing counterattack attacks between SPLA in government and the SPLA in opposition causing insecurity, the hospital does not receive the care it needs. This has turned it into a death trap. My name is Oliver Charles in Yambio, South Sudan.